Okay, so it's nice to be back. There was some interest to start up the 6 o'clock share again, so I'm happy to continue it as long as there's interest. So keep sending in the topics. So tonight's topic, I want to discuss Lego. I was having a debate with my brother-in-law who was here for Shabbos, whether or not kids should be playing Lego on Shabbos. So let's go through that. This also applies to adults. Adults like to play Lego as well, or helping their children, or maybe grandparents helping their grandchildren build Lego. Is it permitted or is it not permitted? So the sugya begins with a discussion in the Gemara in several places, Ein binyan v'stir b'kelim, which means there is no binyan and stir. There's no such thing as building and destroying kelim. Others say, yesh binyan v'stir b'kelim. There is such a concept as building and taking apart kelim. So how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch is very clear that we paskin that yesh binyan v'stir b'kelim. That means if you build or destroy kelim, you have violated an issur midaraisa and you are chai v'chata. So that's the din, that's how we paskin. Now, you have to define what's considered binyan. If I put a block down on the table, is that called a binyan? Putting blocks on top of each other, is that called a binyan? So the poskim say there are three different levels of binyan. I need to thank, by the way, Jonathan Austin from Renana, who had sent me a nice article on this topic, which helps navigate through this. So there are three different levels of binyan and stir b'kelim. So one is what they call tokeya. Tokeya is when you fasten something in a tight way. You use something like glue or screws or something, really making it tight where it's very, very hard to take it apart. Lego is certainly not tokeya. There's no glue, there's no screws. Even though it might be tight, that's not called fastening. Tokeya is chayv chatas. So we're not talking about an issur midaraisa. It's not a chayv chatas. The next category is what's called mehadek. Mehadek is fastening something tightly, but it's not gluing, it's not sticking. It's just harder to take apart. It's the connecting pieces together, but it's not glued together, it's not screwed together. That's called mehadek. That's an issur midrabanan. And then the third level, which is completely mutter, is what's called rafui. Seeing things that are very easily taken apart. So for example, magnetiles. If you have magnetiles where you build like squares and they're held by magnets, you can knock them over very, very easily. That would be a violation, not violation, that would be rafui. That's completely permitted. We're talking about a middle area now, what's called mahadik. It's not fastening. You don't fasten something, but at the same time, it's not necessarily rough. It's not soft. It's not weak. It's not loose. It's somewhat tight. So we have to define how would you categorize Lego. So can Lego be built on Shabbos? So number one is the Orach Shabbos, when he talks about this concept of mahadik, he said there's no clear definition. There's no way to quantify what's mahadik. How tight is something? There's no way to know. So maybe Lego is, maybe Lego's not. So that's one area that leaves it as a suffix. Number two, there are a few different reasons why one can build Lego on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish writes that this middle category, what we're calling mahadik, it's only asur midrabanan shema yitaka, lest you fasten it. So let's say you have something like, I don't know, I'm not sure a good example, but let's say you're putting something together that requires screws. So I put it together tightly. If I didn't put the screw in, that's asur mahadik because you might come to screw it in. Even though I didn't screw it in, it's a gzeir shema yitaka. But let's say you have an instance where you're building something where it's not shayach to glue. It's not shayach of tokeya. Lego will never lead to being tokeya. It will never lead to gluing or screwing something together or a puzzle. Puzzle might be a great example. If you, growing up, I used to do puzzles with my family all the time, and we glue it afterwards, and you go to my basement, or my old house in the basement, you'd have the glued puzzle on the wall. That's a case of mahadik shema yitaka. You might come to glue it, you might come to fasten it. By Lego, that's not even shayach at all. No one glues, no one screws together pieces of Lego. So according to that, the Chazon Ish writes...
By the way, people don't glue puzzles either.
Right, some do. So it depends, is it subjective or is it objective? But it depends. They do sell special glue things for puzzles. So it exists, it's on the market. So it does exist. There is not a large population, but the population does exist, enough for them to sell it. Now, in terms of Lego, so whenever you have something that will not lead to yitaka, tokeh is not even shayach, Chazon Ish says, mahadik is completely permitted. It's only usher if there's a possibility it will lead to being tokeya, such as puzzles as an example, but not by Lego. So according to the Chazon Ish, you would be able to make Lego regardless of how tight it would be. So that's the second reason to allow it. Again, first heter is, we don't know how to define mahadik. It might be roughly. Number two is, it's not going to lead to shema yitaka. You're not going to come to fasten it or glue it. There's a third reason why one might be makel, based on the Baal Tanya. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that when it comes to binyan v'stir b'kelim, it's only usur if it's going to last for longer than a day. So depending what type of Lego you're using, whether you plan to, you know, build it and put it back together. So some models, I know my kids have some models of like New York City or, you know, or London where they leave for forever. So that would certainly be a problem making, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav at least, making it on Shabbos. But even sometimes they'll build together their own cars without any instructions, and sometimes they'll take it apart, sometimes they won't. So if your kid is a very clean kid, or your parents that demand your children be very clean, or grandparents that demand that after they build, they have to take it apart, so according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, this would also be permitted. It's not even shy to talk about it if it stays less than 24 hours. So these are the three Hetayrim, and there's a fourth Hetayrim I'll review afterwards in just a second. Rav Scheinberg, he explained that anything that's a toy by definition cannot be a kli. So he writes, puzzles is permitted. Puzzle is not a kli, it's a toy. Legos is not a kli, it's a toy. Anything that's under the rubric of being a toy is not subject to a binyan v'stir b'kelim. So these are, again, four Hetayrim why Lego would be permitted on Shabbos. Either if it doesn't last for 24 hours, that'd be permitted. Or maybe it's not called tight enough. Or because you'll never come to fasten it. Or because it's simply a toy. So Lemaisa had to be paskim. So this is also unclear. Rav Yashiva was quoted as saying he felt it's usur midrabanan to play with Lego. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that depending on, he felt it was inappropriate chinuch to allow children to play with this. Rebelsky said depended on the child's age. He felt around the age of 9, 10, under that age they would be allowed to, but above that age they shouldn't. I'm just reading again a whole slew of different opinions. In Orcho Shabbos, the way he records this, he says, Yesh Matirin and Yesh Osim, the two opinions. Rav Simcha Barim Kohn says, some poskim permit, implies most poskim prohibit. So Yesh for Yesh across the board. My recommendation would be, is that, at least in my house, what I do, and each child, each parent should be, depending what their needs are, in my house, I don't let my kids play with Lego that's going to be something that's going to, you know, build in New York City and last forever. That I don't allow. If it's something they'll play around, if my kids are below the age of 9, I'll let them if they need it. I know some families that the kids will go bonkers if they can't play with Lego. So if that's the case, I think it's a really case-by-case basis. If there's really a need to keep the children out of everyone's, you know, making a mess and destroying the house and burning the house down, then I think there's certainly a lot of reason to allow for it. If your children have other things to do, if they're above the age of 9, it's probably recommended they do something else. But if the option is for them to play basketball outside or play Lego inside, I'd probably opt for the Lego inside than the basketball outside. Okay, we'll stop here. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night we're going to discuss making Jello on Shabbos. It's related to a Shaila David Carmeli has sent me in, but Jello is really the same model, so we'll discuss the details of that in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Again, please send in some suggestions. I know Ari Pally had sent me in a few. We'll address some of those in the coming weeks. And everyone have a wonderful evening. Great to see everyone. Welcome back. Yeah, Moshe Ari.